Well, without any further ado, we are really honored and really blessed to have with us the Southern California District Youth Ministry Directors, serving all of Southern California, serving there with Bishop Jan and Gail Lake and Secretary Treasurer Alan Gregory, our district officers. I have the privilege of sitting on the Bishop's Board as a sectional presbyter here in the Desert Section. They just voted me in again. I guess they didn't get enough the first 2 years, so now they're going to get two more. Amen. But so we must have done something right, and glory to God. So it's a great privilege and a great honor to serve the district and to serve with the Bishop and also to serve with Brother Rocky and Sister Nancy. Amen. In the district, they are part of the district officers there, heading up the entire youth ministry. Most of you know. If you don't know, they are the ones that have taken over for the youth directors who just were there, I think, 8 or 10 years and have moved on to bigger. Well, I wouldn't say bigger and better, because this is one of the biggest, better, best things I've ever seen with the youth. Our youth came out of those youth camps. They were just blessing me. I mean, they were just on fire. God did something in that camp, Rocky and Nancy, that just... We've had great camps, and the former, they took it to another level. But I thank God for just picking it up with the Holy Spirit and helping our young people in a very difficult, difficult hour in culture. Amen. A lot going on for our young people. Not like when I was growing up. I mean, you know, we had some of what we have, but every generation does. But now it's a real challenge for our young people. There's so much going on. And so I'm so glad with the Spirit-filled, have a great calling, a great anointing. They're there at the Mountain Camp and Conference Center, which is owned by the Pentecost Church of God. They're in Fraser Park. Amen. And we have the privilege of being part of that. They are ordained. Brother Rocky is ordained with the Pentecost Church of God, been ordained for a couple years now. He was on staff with the great church there in Wasco, Westside Family Fellowship, great church with the great Pastor Johnny and Linda Ross. Nancy is the beautiful daughter, and I first saw her in the praise and worship group up there at Wasco, at the great church there. They built a great church in Wasco, and Brother Johnny is with the Lord now. Went to be with the Lord last year. Great man of God. He's greatly missed. God used him wonderfully in this section. I came in knowing that he was one of the greats, if I can say the late great Johnny Ross. You don't replace a man like that. So the loss is really felt. So I just want to know that we thank God. Excuse me, when you feel something, you feel something. Anybody ever lost anybody? And you just, man, you just feel like, wow. God heals the pain, but you never get over the loss of it. Amen. Well, anyway, we're glad for the many years of service to the and ministry to the Church of Jesus Christ. We're glad to have Reverend Johnny's and Linda. Your mom's doing great. I know she's a great woman of God here with us. We are really honored to have two of God's finest servants with us here today. They're going to minister. Amen. We appreciate what they're doing. Wanted you to see them. Wanted you to know what God is doing for our youth. And I want to thank God for them. Would you stand with me and would you welcome two of God's best and finest servants, Rocky and Nancy Munoz, Reverend Rocky and Nancy Munoz. God bless you as you come. Amen. God bless you and you.
You may be seated. Thank you so much for your warm welcome, and it's been an honor to be in the house of the Lord with you this morning. We've just felt the presence of God from the very first song. It's been just wonderful, and we hope to fellowship with you guys a lot more afterwards and an ongoing. Just kind of a little update on what's going on with us. We were associate pastors at Westside Family Fellowship, and we just resigned here. We gave our formal resignation in November 1st, but our last Sunday was the beginning of this month. And we decided that it was time. You know, we really felt a release from the Lord to really go on the road. And we've had this district position. It's going to be a year in March. And as you know, my dad had been fighting cancer. And our number one priority was home, and was to lift him up, to be like Aaron, you know, lifting up Moses' hands during that time. And as the church was going through a transition, we were just really praying and seeking the Lord. And in the meantime, we weren't really able to be on the road and meet people, the wonderful people in our district. because home was kind of the number one priority at the time. So when after Dad has passed and we have a new pastor in the church, it just felt like the Lord was leading us to really take on this district full time, which it needed to be that way. And so it was just time. It was a good time for us to take that on. And so here we are today with you beautiful people, and we're really excited about it. And we hope that you will invite us more often and you'll see us more often. We love it here. But just a quick update. We have changed winter camp. In the past, it was high school only. It's going to be 6th grade through 12th grade now. And so it is the 29th and the 30th, 31st of this month. Jeannie Mayo is our speaker, she's a world-renowned speaker. She is a conference speaker for Hillsongs. We are extremely lucky to have her. We're really excited about that. And we have a great worship team that's coming in that used to work with Jeannie Mayo. And so we are really excited. We actually have a couple musical artists that are going to be coming in and doing kind of like a concert for us while we're up there. So we have a jam-packed session for the few days that we're up there. And we know that you guys are consecrating yourself during that time and praying. 29th is the last day. So we just want you to remember our youth at camp when you were coming together and praying and fasting. Remember our youth in this district and pray for them on the 29th. That'll be the first service that we have. Just ask that the Lord will just manifest himself in such a special way in our camps, and that lives will be never the same, that they will be impacted by the presence of the Lord, that they will encounter God like they've never encountered Jesus before. And that's our heart, is that camps will be a time when they encounter the presence of the Lord and they receive their calling. Because everybody has a ministry. Everybody has a calling on their life. Everybody has had passions and gifts that God has placed into you for such a time as this. And we are just wanting the time that we have with those youth to be so impacted that they know without a shadow of a doubt what God has called them to, and know that God is real and that his love is real. And so just quickly, I just want to share something that the Lord has laid on my heart, is that 2016... the number 16 is the number of love. It means love. And so as we are entering into this year 2016, I am just believing that the Lord is going to pour out his love in such a mighty way that we've just never experienced before. David talked about that in Psalms 63, I believe. He talks about that his soul thirsted. For this soul thirsts for the Lord in this dry and parched land. And even in Isaiah talks about that in this dry and parched land, that the Lord is going to pour out his spirit on this dry and parched land. Our world is thirsty for something, but they don't know what it is. And when God begins to pour out his spirit, begins to pour out his love, because the Bible says God is love. That's who he is. That's what his spirit is about. It's about love. And so when he begins to pour out his spirit on his church, pour out his spirit on this land, people are going to receive what they have been longing for, what this world is longing for. They are going to receive it. And I'm believing that it's going to be a revelation, a true revelation of the love of God, so that when people come in this door and you are abounding in the love of God and you are sharing that love with others, that they are going to be so impacted that they could never be the same again. The love of God. He said, if I would be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. He was talking about his actions on the cross. He was talking about them lifting him up on the cross. That was the greatest act of love that mankind has ever known. And he said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. And that's the same for us, church. It's the love of God that's going to draw the world in. And in 2016, we are going to see a great move of the love of God. We need to be willing to receive those in our communities. We need to be willing to open up our doors, open up our hearts, open up our houses to those who are hurting, to those who are in need, to those who are disabled, to those who lack. And receive them, accept them, and love them. Not condone to sin, but receive them and accept them and love them with a grace that surpasses all understanding. I just want to just say again how much I love you guys, and we're here for you. And just thank you so much for having us this morning.
Man, she gave such a good word. I just have to dismiss on that note right there. I know that Pastor Ron understands having a good woman on side of him is huge. And actually, before I even met Sister Mayo, she's in the back, before I met her, Nancy had so many wonderful things. Her and John and Linda had so many wonderful things to say, not only about you, but about her too. And so it's always nice when somebody understands that. You guys understand how nice it is that having an anointed, strong woman to not only pray for you, but then sometimes be able to give a good word herself. Amen? Yeah, that's right. I need it. I love it. She has her daddy's anointing, and I like that. So we are super blessed and excited to be here today. It's so glad I get to sit. I'm honored to sit by your pastor and right next to the board meeting. So, I mean, isn't it so wonderful? All that wisdom and all that knowledge and all that, everything that he has, and I sit right next to him. I have the best time. I have to say that I think out of anybody in there, I'm closest to him because we sit there and talk and have a good time and hang out. And then when there's something that kind of goes on, there's business, of course. There's church business, kingdom business that goes on. Just to hear these men, and you're just sitting there understanding, thinking one thing, and they think completely the other, but they have knowledge, and they have wisdom, and they have understanding, and they've been through this. I remember when I first got elected in the position, I just had God saying, you see those steps that these men, like your pastor, are walking, just walk right in between them. Like in the snow, I was raised in Tehachapi. You guys know where Tehachapi is at. Just that raised in the snow where you just see pastor's steps, and you just walk right in between, right in through them in the snow. And it just, God told me to do that, and I was just like, you know what? I am going to do that. My mentor told me that once. He said, a smart man will learn from his mistakes, but a wise man will learn from other people's. And that's a very good saying. That's very true. And I like to consider myself a wise man because I'd rather learn from other people's mistakes, hardships, and then the Lord and the Holy Spirit and these men guide me along the way as we go. Amen? Yeah, that's not what I was talking about, but hey, that's a good word, though, too. So, as a district youth director, you are sometimes, when we travel, you're expected to have words for younger, older, mid, married, single, everything else. Because we minister to all of that. And that's good. I enjoy it. I like it. But this word here isn't what you say is typically one of those ones where you're not going to have any Jericho runs going around here today. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But you know what? Sometimes God puts something on your heart that doesn't matter if you're old, doesn't matter if you're young, doesn't matter anything. This word still applies to all of us. You know why? Because it comes out of the Word of God. Because it comes out of the Word of God. And the Word of God never comes back void. It never comes back void. So today we're going to be talking about something that's not very, talked about a lot. And it's something that I really, really impressed that God's pressed on my heart and our younger people's heart is honor. It's very, 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 very topical subject. You don't hear a lot of people talk about it, but it's just as important as any other basic principles that God has for us. And as I go into, when I start going into some of the scriptures, is it okay if I use the Bible as a reference today? Some churches don't like that, but I know this church is okay with using the Bible, right? Okay, I wanted to make sure. Some people just want to share their feelings and everything else, and that's fine at the right time, but this is a biblical doctrine sound church. So we'll just stay with that. How's that sound? All right, good. You know, when you talk about honor, you think about movies. How many of you guys have seen, like, Saving Private Ryan, or somebody who, a military movie, or somebody that puts their life on the line for something, or anything like that? How many of you have ever seen this, where a warrior puts his life down for his country, or a police officer does his job, or a father holds his son, where there's just a welling up of honor? How many of you guys have ever seen a movie like that, where it's a tearjerker? It's a tearjerker. And you just think, man, there's really men and women in this country that do that. And you start thinking about things. You start thanking Jesus for them. You start praying for them. You start really, really digging in. And we all know what honor means, right? I have a definition of what honor means. What it hears is to highly in high regard, esteem, high in thought, respect. So when you talk about honor, honor is a key essential to us receiving from God. It carries rewards that God desires us to have. In 1 John verse 8, it says, "Watch yourselves that you do not lose what you have accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward." How many of you guys want a full reward? Raise your hand. Full reward. Like, you know, you find that, I mean, this is kind of small, but you find that $100 bill. Would you rather find a $100 bill or a quarter? Because I sometimes think Christians settle for the quarter. Oh, I found a quarter. That's great. It's not great. God has something bigger and better for you. And the scriptures declare it, but here is a key principle to receiving that, and it's honor. Man, it's honor. Now, I don't want to lose what I've labored for. Now, I've been in the business industry before. I mean, actually, it was funny. We stayed here last night. How many of you guys have heard of that InShape Health Club down the street there, right? I used to be a club manager, the one in Bakersfield. So I ran the whole entire facility. So that's one of my old employers. And I was there for 8 years. Resigned, went to the ministry, which is great. It's exciting. But what we teach there is to, we get a role play of them getting comfortable in certain situations that might seem tough. So we're supposed to be customer service oriented and teach the right things, eye contact, so forth. Now, if somebody comes up and is this happy or is not happy with the service, we are instructing them to give them the best service with a smile and accommodate them as best of our abilities. But how are they supposed to know what the best is if we don't practice with them? I don't just say, okay, sign here, welcome, I'll give you a high five. Now, you know, if you can go to the front desk, do the best that you can. It doesn't work very well. That person's going to leave, or we're going to leave them, if you know what I mean. So it's our job, just like it's our pastors, your leaders, so forth, teachers, evangelists, job to teach and help you get to the next level so you retain where God has you, and then you take it to the next level. Does anybody here want to go to the next level? Raise your hand. Good, because I'm not happy where I need to be every day. We seek the face of God. I want to be in the presence of the Lord, whether it's through scriptures and prayer, intercessory prayer, whatever the case may be, is God wants us to be there. So when we talk about honor, I'm giving you one of these key principles that will help you and help you guide through it. So when something does come up, you're like, I've been here. I know what to do. I know what to do. So we teach these young people how to do this. And it's so funny to see that they have the answers. They have the answers, the word of God, just like us. They have the answers. But sometimes our flesh, our mind gets in the way of doing the right thing. So I'll tell them, you know what, if there's any questions, just we used to teach them. And we used to have a script like this. I am so sorry if there's something that we can do. If you don't mind waiting a couple minutes, we'll give you a couple free extra towels. Let me get my manager. That way we can figure out and accommodate you the best that we possibly can. We teach them to say that. Don't you think that's pretty good service? Everybody would be at least happy with talking to the manager, right? Now, what about when you get a couple young folks that come up there and they say, oh, I'm mad and upset. And they say, well, you don't like it. You can walk out the door where you came in. They know the answer, but they want to go with their flesh. How about this? I've heard, and these are ones I've heard before. Yeah, this one didn't last too long. Walking in, there's a problem. And all of a sudden, somebody comes up and says, well, you know what? You can just go ahead and go because I can see you need to work out a little bit more than anybody else anyways. That doesn't handle too well. They weren't around very long, okay? So we took care of that. But my point is that you see everything. And we gave them the formula. We gave them the key. We gave them the principles to maintaining a job. And I always told them, if you don't know anything, just ask. Just call me. I'll go up. I have no problem. And this is one of those honor principles today that we're going to be talking about. Because you know what? I'm going to be able to show you scripturally how you can get a partial reward, a small reward, or a full reward of what Christ Jesus wants us to have. Now, John goes on to say that we can have a full reward. Now, if you go into Proverbs 11:31, it says, the righteous are rewarded here on earth. I had somebody, and the reason why I did that is because somebody, when I ministered kind of this word about a couple years ago in our home church, This is a little series that I kind of did about an obedience series. And this was one of them, is honor. And he said, well, how do you know your rewards are going to be in heaven? I said, you'll get your rewards then here. But I said, if you go to Proverbs 31, it says the righteous are rewarded here on earth. Yes, we're going to be rewarded in heaven. How many of you guys are excited about being rewarded in heaven? Amen. But how many of you guys know that God has unmerited favor and blessing for us here on earth if we walk according to the Spirit? So I'm going to give you guys some key points of how honor is displayed. So let me give this to you here. It says, honor is displayed in deeds, in words, in thoughts, but true honor originates from the heart. From the heart. If you look at Isaiah 29:13, it says, and so the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Can I tell you that you can fake me, you can fake my wife, you can fake your pastors, but you can't fake God. You can't trick him. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So let me give you a context, a biblical context, a full context of what that means. Matthew chapter 5, verses 8. Some of you guys know the story. The centurion. Let me kind of go over and I'll read it here with you. And then we'll kind of go over it. It says, when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Now, let me put this in context so you guys understand. You guys understand that they didn't understand that he was the Messiah. Some did, some didn't. But he was a carpenter at this time. This is what he did as a living. Jesus was a carpenter. So here he is. It says, Jesus entered Capernaum. A centurion came to him asking for help. And what did he say? Right at the verse 6. It says, Lord. Why did a centurion tell a Jewish carpenter call him Lord? Let me tell you why. Honor. Honor. So before, his heart was already right. Even before he walked up and engaged, didn't know what Jesus had to say or anything, he said, Lord. A centurion, you understand, a Roman soldier. He had the ability to have Jesus executed right there. Beaten, flogged. Right there. He had that much authority. Saying, Lord. He said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? And the centurion replied and said, again, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and your servant will be healed. He says, for I am a man under authority with soldiers. Tell me. As I tell you this, go, and this one goes, and that one goes, and this one comes, and I say this one comes, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Now, we see that as a faith statement, and it is. This is one of the ones you learn, Royal Rangers and you know, being young and in Sunday school class. This is a powerful statement of faith. However, had he not approached the Messiah, the Son of God, with honor, said, Lord, Lord, help me. I need you. A man under authority. You guys understand that in order for you to have authority, you have to be under authority? We talked to so many leaders and youth pastors about that. Man, my pastor, he doesn't like the way to do this and everything else. And I said, in order for you to have authority, you have to be under it. Be submissive. Honor your pastors. Honor your leaders. And then he gets quiet like it did right now. But you know what? You look at it. He got a full reward, his servant, because he was healed. The servant was healed. And you know what's even worse about it? There was really no relation. There's a servant. So because of his honor, his servant was healed. Now, how much more could you do in your families, in your communities, in this state, in this nation, if you were to honor? The possibilities are endless what God could do. Honor. I can't imagine humbling yourself as a Roman soldier and calling a Jewish carpenter Lord, but the honor was there. Mark chapter 7, verse 24. I'm not going to paraphrase this one here for you, if you guys understand, it's kind of a little bit longer. There's a Greek woman. Jesus and his disciples were resting. The Bible says that she kept asking and begging him to heal his daughter. She kept asking and she kept asking. Don't you love that when you keep asking? Isn't that like a representation of us in our prayer? I don't ask, Lord, first to heal everything. Oh, you didn't do it, so see you. Oh, no. We're going to be diligent. We're going to be relentless in our prayer. And our petitions and our requests for God, just keep asking and asking and asking and asking. Ask at different times, ask at different things. Do it in fasting and prayer. I mean, be relentless with that. That's a side note. But anyway, but Jesus said, he turns to her and says, woman, it is not right to take children's bread and give it to dogs. Now, two things come to mind with this. I don't know about any of you guys, but if somebody said it to my wife, I don't want to punch him in the face. I don't think I'm the only man in here. So somebody walked up, my wife's asking for somebody, and a man says, you're a dog. That's what he called her. That's what he said. It is not right. It's not right for you to give the children's bread and give it to the dogs. And you can look at it however you want, but Jesus gave it to her. If any of you guys haven't read the Bible, Jesus sometimes could be offensive by speaking the truth. So I kind of looked, and I'm thinking, oh, man, Jesus. Ooh. Now, can you imagine if she was, like we talked about, can you imagine if she was American? Remember, she was Greek. There was a different time. She was submissive. She probably wasn't asking and just kind of bebopping along. She was probably on her knees begging and crying. If she was American, Jesus would have got punched, and she would have went down the church, the other street down the church. She would have went down the street to another church. 2015 version. 16. Sorry, I was still in the new. Yeah, talking about love there. That would have been the version. But if she would have did that, she might have got zero or no reward. But this is what she does. Her response was, yes, Lord. A woman that should have been offended, that should have been hurt, that was already broken. Her daughter is dying, so she had every reason to be upset. She says, yes, Lord. Can you see the honor that she's giving a man that offended her? And you can see, and this is what she says, even the dogs eat crumbs that fall from the master's table. Lord, you have so much power. Just give me a little bit. Just give me a little piece. It doesn't matter. I just want to be in your presence. I want to be around your anointing. You have the power. You have the ability. I'm calling you, Lord, for a reason. And can you see? I could just give myself just Jesus turning to her and smiling. And he says, go your way. Your daughter is healed. Honor. The principle of honor works because it deals with our hearts. It deals with our attitudes. And it helps us deal with our flesh. Full reward. Now let me show you how honoring can help change a nation. We talked about how you can get full rewards for you and your family. You get partial rewards or no rewards based on the honor that you give others. Because you never know when somebody can turn around and say you're healed in Jesus' name. You never, ever know. About 3 weeks ago, I told my wife this. I came up in Wasco, and I pulled up to the gas station. I had my kids in my car, and I picked them up from school, ready to do homework, get ready for wrestling practice. The little ones, they wrestle. And this lady, I guess I didn't see her. And she comes and she smashes that door, boom. And she has 4 or 5 kids in the back seat with no seatbelts on. One on the way. She looked like she had a hard life. And she said, you saw me there. You parked in my gas station spot. You saw it. And you know, what kind of man do you think you are? Who do you think you are? La-di-da-di-da. I know you saw it, but then there's a lot of 4-letter words in there. I'm giving you guys a clean version, okay? I looked, and instantly God gave me compassion. Because I could have just left my car on or said something, ignored her. I could have laughed. I mean, there's a lot of things I could have did. But just because she wasn't over me or under me, even though we're equal, I could still honor her. I still honored her. And I looked at her and I said, I am so sorry. I didn't see you there. She says, yeah, I know. And then called me everything else. And you let her finish. And I said, you know what? And then the gas station opened. I said, why don't you do this? Why don't you pull around? And I'll just fill your tank up for you. She said, what? I said, yeah, pull around here. And I don't, whatever gas is, I'll just fill it all the way up. And she didn't think twice. I don't know if she knew if I was normal or not or sane. She pulled around and she kind of looked at me. And I put my credit card in the little machine there. And I said, just go ahead and fill it up. And I said, I'm sorry about that. I didn't see you. And she said, I believe you. I believe that you didn't see me. And she said, there's something different about you. There's a kindness that I've seen before. And my kids are crying. And as they're watching, remember, as my kids are watching me, they're watching Daddy do the right thing in the back seat with the windows down. Well, one of them was watching me. The other one's just too young to even know what's going on. He just wanted ice cream. So, but my 17-year-old was just watching me. His eyes were huge because he saw somebody breaking his dad over the coals. So it got his attention. His ears perked up. And she said, you know what? You remind me of my grandpa. I said, was that a good thing or a bad thing? She said, no, he was a pastor. He was a man of God. And I said, wow, that's cool. I said, I'm sure he's a great man. She's like, he wanted to be with the Lord, but he is a good man. And I said, is there anything you can pray with? And her eyes started, I thought she started crying. She said, no, I got to go. You could tell it was upset her in a public place. There's people going in and out. And she said, but I do got to make things right with God. She filled up her gas station. She filled up her tank. She put about $20 in, and then she took off. But the principle of honor changes lives. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter who you're talking to. It doesn't matter if you're speaking to a pastor or leader or you're talking to somebody who's on the streets. The principle of honor changes lives and opens doors for unmerited faith and blessing in your life and in other people's. I'll give you two more and then we'll kind of finish up. And I really want you to go, I want to go over multiple stories because I've heard people say, well, you take that story out of context, but not with multiple passages. 1 Samuel, how many of you guys understand, remember Elkanah? You remember Elkanah? He had two wives, Hannah and Penina. Now, Penina was a baby machine. She had babies and babies and babies. She had over 8 children. And poor Hannah, she was barren. Now, in those days, the way that you proved your love to your husband was by having babies. Now, not anybody, ladies, in this church, but some ladies have a tendency to have claws. So I can imagine having two wives being a little jealous and one going after and having a little competition. And one saying, I got all the babies and you have none. Who's the real mama around here? And seeing poor Anna just being upset and trying and praying and praying and crying. Hannah being so upset in the scriptures, it says that she went to the tabernacle where she started fasting, she started praying. She started praying and fasting so hard that her lips were moving. She was worshiping and hurting and crying out to her God, the God. And Eli, I guess you say the priest would be the head pastor now, walks out, looks at her and says, woman, you're drunk, go home. Now again, 2015 version, you need to go down the street to the next church. 16, how do I say that again? The 2016 version is you would be gone. You'd be offended, you'd be upset, but Not Hannah. She looks and she's praying. Her response, and if you look in the Bible, it says, no, my Lord, little L, because he's not the Lord. She's giving him honor. A man that offended her again. Another story where somebody's hurt and broken, and then they get kicked on in the process. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I get kicked on in the process. My flesh wants to come up and just defend myself. But how many of you know that the Holy Spirit is a defender for us? God, our Father, is a defender for us. He's fighting for us. And she goes, no, my Lord, I am pouring out my heart in petition. Eli looks at her and says, go your way, and may the God of Israel grant your petition. A man that offended her. He just says it. Now, had she left or been upset or went to the another place or another tribe, she would have lost her reward. She would have lost it. She would have been done. And so many times Christians in our faith, we go and we go and we cry out. We cry out. We pour our hearts to God. We pour out our souls to Christ Jesus and we get into his presence and we move and we move and we are just one day, one prayer, one time, one just right there from getting what God wants us to get. And our flesh and ourselves, we mess it up. There's probably some of you in this room that are struggling and we're hurting and we're upset. And your pastors would have been up here, and all you had to do was just come up and have somebody agree with you. But after, out of fear or lack of faith, it didn't happen. Not that God didn't have it for you, because you didn't have it for yourself. So when you get offended, when you get upset, when you get hurt by somebody, something, higher, lower, just honor them. Just honor them. And if you look at it a little bit later, within a year later, she's pregnant and has little baby Samuel in her arms. All because of the honor she gave the priest. Go your way, and may the God of Israel grant your petition. That's it. And all because of her honor, Samuel, baby Samuel, and if you read the Bible, Samuel brings revival to all of Israel. Wow. Her act of honor changed Israel. It's amazing what honor will do. This is the last one, and I want to go over this. And I'll finish, and I'll kind of close with this. I don't want anybody falling asleep on me, so I don't go very long. But you know what? I feel the presence of God here, and I see people's lines, and I see things changing in your life now when you understand the honor principle and what God has in store for you. I can see. I feel the presence of God in this place. Mark chapter 6. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began teaching in the synagogues, and many who heard him were amazed. It's time for Jesus to go home. He went home to Nazareth. They said, "Where did this man, you, when you go home? How many of you guys, is this home for you guys, or you've been to another area? You got people that are kin to you. You got people that know you. Got people that understand you. You got people that have seen you grow up." And when Jesus went back to Nazareth, he went back to his hometown. They're already familiar with him. "Oh, that's just little Jesus. Him and his dad, they made a table in my house. Oh, that's just Jesus, man. He made the table. It was a little wobbly. Oh, he did this, he did that. He helped me out. I remember he threw rocks at my tent when he was young." I mean, they saw Jesus grow up. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that he's been giving to you?" they're asking. "What are these remarkable miracles that he's performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters, aren't they here with us?" And then the Bible says here at the end of that, says, "And they took an offense at him. And Jesus said to them, 'A prophet is without honor except in his own town, and among his relatives, and his own home.'" And if you go to verse 5, this will change your perspective and honor of what God can do in your life or not. Jesus himself, the Messiah, the Savior, the person who died on the cross for our sins. Jesus said this. Red letters, Jesus said to them that he could do no miracles except lay a few hands on a few sick people and heal them. So people had arthritis. Somebody might have had a broken toe, had a cough, flu. They got healed, and then he left. A prophet was without honor except in his own hometown. Church, not only did I give you these basic principles of how we honor other people, we honor leaders, centurions, how we go honor under, how we honor over, how we honor our left, how we honor our right, how we honor our leadership. But let me tell you this. The real person who loses without honoring is us. Because I can tell you what, knowing Jesus, he would have sat there in Nazareth for a week or two and been healing people, when casting out demons, been doing miraculous miracles, but he couldn't. He was hindered because they did not honor who he was. And I sometimes think that here, that's the case today. Now, me being the youth director, young person, hear this. There's some young people in here. I want to see you guys' eyes. Yeah, I see them now. Good. The scriptures say, honor your mother and your father. You'll live a long life. Do it. Just do it. You don't have to feel right about it, but in your heart, remember, there's an honor principle, And God has something in store for you. But when you don't honor your mother and father, when you don't honor your teachers, when you don't honor those people in submission, it's like you're pinching a line between you and the Holy Spirit to do miraculous miracles in your life. And if you've been listening, there's all this proof. It's all in the pudding here. It's all in the Word. So young person, honor your mother and father with your heart, not just with your words. Don't roll your eyes when you're going through the hallway. Don't do it. It's okay to talk, not raise your voice, not get upset. And whatever you do, it might be old school, do not talk back. Again, a lot of amens. Yeah. Honor your mother and father. There's a biblical principle. They're there for a reason. God speaks to them. They have favor, and they've walked through those steps. There you go, wins, right? Man, that's it. That's the truth. It is the truth. So next time they say they have that boy or girl that they don't like for a reason and he's not serving God, just listen to him and break up with that guy or girl. You guys are too young to have boyfriends or girlfriends anyways. When you're 30, you can do it. But I want you guys to have those basic principles. I don't believe in talking a long time because at Bible college, they told us that the average person only pays attention about 20 or 30 minutes. So instead of me up here just wasting my voice, I'd rather just have you guys get a good word and then get you guys to lunch, right? Amen? Yeah, right. Everybody good with lunch. All right. But this is what I want to do. I love people. I love the Word of God. I love the Holy Spirit. I love to be in the presence of the Lord. There's no place that I'd rather be than in the presence of God. And I ask you guys, can do the same thing. Is it right if we can play a song? And I just want to be able to just to worship in the presence of God. Because this is what fills us up so we can pour back out. Today, you get filled up. You get the presence of the Lord. You start hearing. You start praying. And then you're ready to pour back out. Next Sunday, you're going to be empty again. And Pastor May and Pastor Ron are going to come out here and give you the word again. And it's going to be an ongoing thing. And when you start pouring out, you start pouring out. God will change lives. He will change lives. And I'm so excited that God does change life because it's real. How many of you guys in here, raise your hand, have had to experience a real God encounter in your life? I'm talking a real God encounter where God showed up. For some of you guys that went to that camp, God does that. But you know why he does that? Because we call on him. We say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Me and my wife with our leaders, we go in that chapel. And every night before service the next day, and started 5 days before, we went and we prayed for hours. I prayed over those seats. I prayed over that chapel. The Lord Jesus, did you show up in such a mighty way? We want a day of Pentecost experience in here. I want lives changed. I want children being baptized with the Holy Spirit because I want them to have that gift and that power that you say that we could have. And I don't know how people do it without. Don't do it without it. And you know what? I want you guys to have a God experience today. I'm believing that if there's anybody up here that wants to come up and just pray. I mean, we'll pray with you if you want. I have no problem. My wife, we'll pray with you. Your pastors, we have no prayer with you. But sometime, just to sit there in the presence of God. Lord, there's power. And meditating on the Word of God, meditating on the Lord. But church, will you guys do that with me? Will you do that with me? Because I need it too. We're driving. We got weeks going on. We got family stuff. And we have a lot of things going on. And if anything, will you help pray for us in our ministry? That over these next 58 churches and this next however long we have, 56 churches in our district, and we want to hit every single one of them and pray that the Word, that the Holy Spirit touch their hearts like it touched yours today. Amen? We love you guys. Thank you. But will you guys play that music? Will you guys come up here and let's just pray together as a family? This is a family church, isn't it? This is a family church. Will you guys come pray with us and join us, please?
I'm going to ask all of our young people, if you would come, would you meet me? I just want to pray a blessing over you. All of our young people, would you come? Brother Rocky, I want you to. Yeah, 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 yes. He plays that again. Jesus said that the one that honors me, I will honor them. Amen. And you've honored the Lord by being here this morning. This is really good. Come on up, Rocky. This is really good. This is the cream of the crop right here. I'm telling you, this is, you have no idea what is in these young people. It's awesome. It's awesome. This is the future. This is the hope of the church and America. Right here, people, right here. And these young people that are here, you have young people in your homes and in your families. And as you're praying for these, and Pastor Rocky prays for them, we're going to believe God to touch your children. As God touches these young people here, God's going to touch your young people there. You know God is a God that walls cannot keep him in. He will move from this. And the honor you're giving him today, God will show you honor today and tomorrow and the day after. I feel the Holy Spirit. Pastor Rocky, just pray a blessing over our young people, will you, brother?
Oh, Heavenly Father, God, we come and honor you today, God. And Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, I speak life into every single one of these young people today, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. Lord, Father, I ask you, Lord, Father, to change and rearrange, Lord, Father, their lives, Father, that they can make something and break something in Jesus' name. Lord, Father, that you will use them in such a mighty way, Lord, Father, that this generation, Father, will do things, change things, and break things in Jesus' name, that they are going to be leaders, Lord, Father, in their schools, that they're going to be leaders, Father. These are going to be that their children's children's children in Jesus' name will know you because of their faithfulness and the things that they are doing now, Father, Lord. We lift them up, Lord, to you, Lord, Father. We stand on your word and on your promises, Lord, Father. I pray unmerited blessing and favor over each and every one of their lives, Father, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak power and authority on them, Father, and through them, in Jesus' mighty name, God. And I ask you, Father, that you give them a sense of restoration and peace and joy. And Lord, Father, they understand when they're going through trials and tribulations that all they have to do is get in Daddy Father's lap and love on you, Father. And Father, you will love on them. And Lord, Father, the tears and the heartache that they go through, that you are crying and intercession with them. The word says that you are on the right hand of the Father and constant intercession and prayer for them. And that you knew each and every one of them by name before the creation of the universe. And that you have a plan and a purpose for these young people, Lord Father. I ask you to speak to them and speak clearly to them, Jesus. And show them their gifts, that they be evident, Lord Father, in the gifts and talents that you have for them, that they may walk in it today. Moving forward now, they're walking in their gifts, they're walking in their giftings, they're walking in their anointing. Pour out a special anointing over these young people today, Father. And that they walk, when they walk out, they will never be the same. When they walk out, they will never be the same, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Pastor May, where's Pastor May? Would you come up? Dr. Culverson, would you come up? Beverly would like to come with him. If you'd like to come up with him, Beverly, that's fine. I feel like we ought to give God a moment, Pastor Rocky, Reverend Rocky. You're pastoring these young people, all the young people in our section, so I call you pastors. Amen? I feel like we ought to just wait on the Lord just for a moment. Would you just, God is a God who has a prophetic word, and He speaks to us. He's speaking through Pastor Rocky and spoke through Pastor Nancy earlier. But Father, we just wait on you right now. These young people and each one here today may not just be for the young people, but especially the young people. God, it's wonderful in your presence when you speak. You've been speaking to us today about honor. And Father, as I felt myself as I heard the word, I said, Lord, had to kneel for a moment. Your presence was so powerful. Just say, Lord, forgive me for any dishonor I've given to anyone, president, anyone, Father, in any realm. Help me to pray. And Lord, I thank you. Help me to honor. Amen. Amen. Do you think that's a good prayer? Just ask the Lord to forgive us for dishonoring whoever we may have dishonored. when we were mad or they hurt us or whatever it was, Lord, forgive us. We didn't want to cut your blessing off like we heard. We didn't want to. We got hurt, Lord, and forgive us and heal us and help us. And Father, whatever dishonor is going on, and sometimes our young people get kind of caught in the flow, and we don't really see them because we're so consumed with what we're doing as grown-ups that we don't think they have tears and that they have needs and they have hurts, and there's dishonoring going on in their life by others, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for that honor today. And I pray that each one that may have been dishonored by anything said or done by anybody, that they will forgive one another. And Lord, that you'll speak to us today. You've been speaking, Lord, but we give you an opportunity right now just for your prophetic word. We have prophetic ministers in the house who hear your voice that you speak through. Lord, we give you a moment as Jonathan just continue to play that with you. Holy Spirit loves music. Heavenly Father, just show us whatever you want to say, what you've been speaking to our hearts. Anything you want to close this service with, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you close the service today. You're here. You are beautiful. You're so loving, so special. Amen. Lord, we just entertain your presence right now. Ministers, you move. The Lord shows you anything. Just have a word for these young people or anybody in the house right now. You just speak as the Lord leads you and go up to them if the God has given you a word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We be bold. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord your God is with you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Just speak, Lord. You're the one who's speaking. Speak into the hearts. Speak personally. We don't even need anybody for you to speak through. You can speak right to us, Lord, however you want to do it. Thank you for what you're speaking right now. Right now, Lord. Right now. Right now. Let the gifts flow and the deliverance flow and let all bondage go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit. You're welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, God. We need a Holy Spirit. There's such an unholy spirit in our land. And we need your Holy Spirit, Lord. Holy, gentle, beautiful, clean, honest, loving, kind. Jesus' name. Bring your Holy Spirit, Lord, into every unholy spirit that attacks and wants to degrade and put down. In Jesus' name, let your Holy Spirit lift up right now. Lift up each one, Father. Lift up each one. Anything that's put them down, anything that's pulled them down, anything that, let them be lifted up right now in Jesus' name. Lift them up where they belong, Lord. Lift them up where they belong. Where they belong. As Pastor Rocky prayed, we bind every attack of the enemy off of them, every attack of the devil, every spirit of destruction. We know the devil doesn't like the young people, Lord. He wants to attack them. He wants to hurt them. But Jesus, you're here to protect them and to watch over them and to keep them. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for their growing. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We entertain your spirit, Lord.
Can you guys reach your hands forward this morning? Father, I praise you and I thank you right now. I thank you for your wisdom, Lord. I thank you for your anointing, Father. And Father, this church right now, we come together and we stand and we pray a hedge of protection around our youth pastors for this district, Lord. Father, we pray favor upon their life, Lord. We pray favor upon their children. We stand in the gap right now, Lord, and we declare that they shall be blessed beyond measure, Father. Lord, we praise you and we thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you and we thank you that you will use them in greater and greater capacities, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for filling them over and over and over again, Lord, as they pour out, as fast as they pour out, Father. I thank you that the Holy Spirit rushes in with a word upon them, Father. Father God, Lord, we praise you and we thank you for their heart, Lord, towards the children, towards the ministry, towards raising up young people. Father, we thank you and we ask you, Holy Spirit, speak. Speak through them. Speak to them. Father, we thank you that you are raising up in this time those that would speak the word in love and in truth, Lord. Sound doctrine, Father. And so, Lord, we ask you to bless them in special ways. Look into their hearts, Lord. Bless them, not just the things that they talk about, but, oh, but God, the secret places in their heart, the things that they long for, Lord. Feel those places. Feel those things, Lord. We thank you for your anointing resting upon their life, Lord. And, Father, we lift up their children this morning, Lord, as they are giving up their time and their precious time with their kids also, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you just touched this family. Touch those children, Lord. Bless them. Use them. Cover them. Touch them. Anoint them. Oh, God, we pray for this family now. Bless, Jesus. Bless, Lord.
I just hear the Lord saying that with new levels come new devils. And I don't know anything about, nobody has said anything to me, even though I'm in the district board with the other 12 presbyters, other 11. I have not heard anything. Nobody has said anything. But I believe God just spoke to me and said that there has been some dishonoring, probably just because of the change and who knows what, and just the nature of men, just the nature of men, and the change. And the Lord says, that dishonoring, God's honoring you. And he says, yeah, you got some new devils with this new level, but he said, don't worry about them. I'm going to honor you and raise you to such a place. I've anointed you. I've appointed you. And I'm going to make the devil eat his words. And again, I have not heard any of those words, but I feel it in the spirit. The Lord said, there's been some things spoken against you. There's been some things spoken against whatever. Amen. But God says, as you go forth in my name, I will accompany you. I will demonstrate, as I have even done to a degree here this morning. You will see greater than this. I am pouring out my spirit. You have been called to bring an outpouring on the church in this district, in these districts. You're walking in, excuse me, your humility. You're honoring me. I will manifest the honoring of you. And you will see things. You will see manifestation. You will see honor like you have never known honor. Because you've honored me, saith the Lord, in spite of it all. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. Yeah, 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 yeah. You will be honored. Excuse me, you will be honored. Even by those who have dishonored you. Even by those who may have spoken a little snarky word or something about this or that. It's just some human nature going on and some of the devil. But he says, they too, I will cause them to honor you. I will cause them. I will cause them to say, oh, God is in them. God has raised them. They are anointed of God. And you will in turn bless them. You will be a great blessing. And it will bring somewhat of a surprise. But God, and I feel like the Lord's saying, I'm going to open some doors that have been closed. I'm going to open some doors that men have closed. Oh, God. Even pastors have closed. I'm moving right now to open those doors, to change decisions, change what has been spoken, what has been said. If there has been whatever it may be, I don't know anything, but I'm just saying, anything that's been behind the scene, behind, spoken in secret, any attitudes of the hearts. Ah, God is breaking that right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for free course. We thank you for a highway of holiness. Ooh, glory to God. We thank you they're on the highway of holiness. And many shall get up on that highway with them. And it shall become, oh my God, it shall become a super highway. And many shall go with you on it. And it will lead straight into the glories and the heavenlies. Heaven on earth, says the Lord. You're going to see some heaven on earth in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to tag along and just see what God does through you. My God. Woo. Those of you that like to sow into the youth and into the ministry, maybe in honor of your own families, your own youth, just in the youth of here in the church, or just youth in America, if you can this morning, you'd like to just sow a seed, amen, for the need. And there is a need for our young people, great need. Amen. God is meeting that need by the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for sowing into their ministry and their lives. God sees what you do. And I believe it will return to you. Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Rock. My God, Nancy, you both preach real good. Amen. Real good. Real good. You minister beautiful. Wow. Have you been blessed, church? Are they blessed? Well, give the Lord a praise and give them a good God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your giving too, church. Thank you for blessing them. And if you would like to in the future designate anything for Southern California Youth Ministries, they live off of the offerings from the churches. And sometimes the churches are a little behind in things. I know we've caught up and we've just taken it seriously. And sometimes we let things slip, but we as a church are doing what. And they don't ask a lot. So if the Lord puts on your heart and you say, I want to sow a seed for the youth. I just was touched in that service. God blessed me in that service. And I want to help those young people. I want to help those young pastors reach young people. If God touches your heart like that, amen. Then you just let us know you designate it. And every penny of it will go to them in the district. Are you hearing me? I make that pledge to you. I've always been real careful with that. Misappropriation of funds. Forget man, it's with God. I've seen things in churches where they hold offerings that were given for the evangelist, and what are you doing? That's like God. You just robbed God. It's atrocious, some of the things. Well, I don't need to burden you with that. I'm just telling you. I don't see how they can be saved and do that. I have some fear of God, you know. I thought, my God, I'd think some lightning bolts, but my God, I guess because God doesn't shoot a lightning bolt, they figure it's going to be all right, you know, but. How many know one day we're going to stand before God? Ooh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's how we treat it, in the name of the Lord. So we're treating you like we treat Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, church. You are so beautiful. You're so blessed. We're so blessed to have you all. You're the greatest people in the world. I mean that seriously. You have such big hearts, and I love you, and I won't keep you any longer. Why don't you stand? Let's stand together and have a final blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you ready for God to honor you? No, let me ask you again. You didn't get that. Are you ready for God to honor you? God says, he that honoreth me, I will honor them. Hallelujah. And you haven't seen any honor like when God honors you. Amen. God will take care of all the dishonor. Amen. God will take care of that. Amen. God will take care of it with his honor in your life. Heavenly Father, I thank you each one. We are honored today to have your son and your daughter with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Rocky and Nancy. Thank you for their family. Thank you for the ministry you have committed unto them. We thank you for blessing us today with them. Oh, God, you're so good to us. We have been so blessed by the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit's going to follow us today. It's going right out of this church with us. It's going to go right into the rest of this day, into the rest of this month when you get up in the morning, as you get ready for work and you go to your job. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, honor and blessing is coming from being in his presence and honoring him today. Amen. I thank you, Father. We give you honor and praise. Thank you for each one who's come today to give you that honor and to honor you at the first fruit of their week, the first part of their week. And I declare on the authority of your word that the rest of their week is super blessed, super blessed. And the Lord, you will rebuke the devourer, anything that would try to in any way devour. You will bless them and pour it back on them. In their time, their treasury, and their talent. Thank you for blessing each and every one. Now may the Lord bless you. Would you reach your hand out and receive the Lord's blessing? He said to bless you this way. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, your family, the work of your hands. God bless it. Establish it. Oh, my Lord, make his face to shine upon you. Be gracious to you. May his grace cover coming and going. Oh, God. And may the Lord give you peace that passeth all understanding, that will keep your hearts and minds, a peace that the world does not have. God, give you peace, give you revelation, speak to your heart, show you what to do. When you ask him, Lord, what do I do? How do I handle this? What do you want me to do? I believe God is speaking clear and clear and more. He'll show you. He'll show you, this is what I want you to do. This is it. I'll show you this. You can handle it that way. You can do this. God will give you wisdom. If you'll ask, God is answering quickly now. I really believe that. I sense it in my own life. And I want to thank you, Lord, for what you've already done, what you're going to do. And I bless this people in your name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. God be with you. Have a great week. Thank you for coming. Amen.